Ladders, a gauntlet match, and baked beans. Oh my! And also, I'm hosting solo and taking your phone calls right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? No need to adjust the dials or adjust your ears. Johnny LaQuasta here with you, and I am solo on this Memorial Day. The rest of the team, obviously, it's a holiday. They had things to do, but I said, you know what? I'm going to get here because I want to have a special episode for all of you listening, and especially you listening live. We're going to do some phone calls throughout the episode. But when it comes to Memorial Day, I do want to pay my deepest respect to all of our fallen heroes who have given their lives to protect our country. This, you know, as someone who's gone to the Middle East three times to entertain our troops. I love our military. You know, my grandfather, Fred LaQuasto Sr., he actually almost didn't survive World War II. He was in the 1st Division to storm Normandy. He was in the 116th Infantry, and he got hit so bad, he almost died there and ended up getting three Purple Hearts. So if he didn't fight like the hero that he was to survive, I certainly would not be here. So thank you once again to all our fallen heroes, and happy Memorial Day to everyone. With that said, let's get started, guys. Here's what we're going to do. I haven't done this in a couple of years because we've never, it's rare we have a show when no one's available except for me. So we're going to talk. We're going to talk on the phone. You know, whatever you want to talk about when it comes to the world of pro wrestling, that's what we're going to do. We're going to recap Raw a little bit, maybe some highlights, stuff like that. But first, I just want to talk about the state of wrestling, because right now there's so much to ingest in wrestling right now. It's hard to just like sit back and take a breath, you know, just realize how good we truly have it in pro wrestling right now, you know, and since we have the time, I'm going to talk about it. So any night of the week, it's really incredible. You can find a way to watch wrestling all over the country, no matter where you are in the country or where you are in the world for that matter. You know, aside from the WWE Network, we got the Global Wrestling Network. We got NJPW World. There's Fight TV, which is a free app. There's so many promotions on Fight TV. And, you know, is all of it good? No, of course not. But that's like with anything. You know, it's important to not get caught up in nostalgia. That's what I realized, because this happens to me at least once a week. And you being wrestling fans, you probably get this too. At least once a week, I see someone that I haven't talked to in a while, and they'll ask me the question, so you're still doing that wrestling stuff? And every time they ask me that, I know a very annoying comment is about to follow. Like, anytime I hear like, oh, how's that wrestling going? I know like a Peter Griffin level of ignorant comment, only way less funny, is going to hit. So I tell the person, yeah, you know, I'm still working at wrestling, doing the commentary, doing some really cool things, and I just love it. And then this person says back to me, yeah, that's cool. I used to watch it back in the day, but it's not good anymore, so I stopped watching. To which I replied, well, when's the last time you watched wrestling? He said, 15, 20 years ago, I don't know. There's no logic to that comment. That's like saying, I only use PC computers because Apple sucks. And you're like, well, when's the last time you used an Apple computer? Early 90s? That means you never had the joy of a MacBook Pro. So comments like that, it cracks me up. You know, and granted, as amazing as the Attitude Era was and the Monday Night Wars and previous generations, that doesn't mean everything was good. Just this past week on X-Pac 12360, X-Pac and Shane Helms talked about that. These guys are living legends who lived through those eras. And they were like, yeah, it wasn't perfect, but with nostalgia, we choose to remember the great things. You know, for example, in sports, you got Michael Jordan, revered as the greatest player of all time. Although LeBron is making a pretty damn strong case right now, but I digress. Michael Jordan played in an era where there was no social media, there was no internet. So part of his legend, besides winning six titles, was that he was this amazing human being who had no faults. Guess what? As Michael Jordan got a little bit older, we found out he's not perfect. Matter of fact, he's not even a very nice guy. But people look at Michael Jordan, they just put him up on this pedestal because of nostalgia. And that's one thing, is nostalgia often blinds us from reality, you know? Were there more larger-than-life characters back then in wrestling? Yes, of course there were. But it was easier to be a larger-than-life character. What we need to appreciate today is the fact that pro wrestling and its stars are more at our fingertips now than ever before. And wrestling fans have the ability to make that amazing. You know, it's okay to be nostalgic, but don't use nostalgia to be negative, because that's just foolish. You know, like, if you don't like what you're watching, guess what? A lot of other options. You can go to Impact, Ring of Honor, NJPW. All In's going to make history on September 1st. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, hell, we just broadcasted an episode that was filmed in China. And on Coastline Clash on June 10th, this is the next big event we have, we're going to have the NWA World's Heavyweight title, the CZW World title. Companies are working together. It is incredible right now what is really happening. And not to mention so many other promotions that are thriving. I mean, I'll be in Pittsburgh doing Black Craft Wrestling's iPay-Per-View August 24th. I live out here, and yet I had the opportunity to go to Pittsburgh. I went to Pakistan last year. There's so many opportunities out there. And to everyone who argues, wrestling's not what it used to be. Women. There's no possible way anyone can argue that there's never been a better time to be a woman in professional wrestling. This is by far the greatest era of women's wrestling in history. Women are commanding more attention and more respect than ever before, and it is long overdue. You know, whatever proverbial brass rings they're reaching for, whether it's a women's money in the bank or a last man standing matches, they are grabbing them and they are going for it and they're drawing money. They're getting booked all over the country and it's so incredible to watch. And yeah, you have your angry wrestling fans. And to all the wrestling fans that are always angry, how about being grateful that you have the outlet on social media to tell people your brilliant ideas and that you think things would be better with your ideas? Gratitude, y'all. So the point of this is, let's not all get caught up in the negative with the things we don't like when there is so much great stuff to love in professional wrestling right now. Because if you get caught up in the negative, all the great stuff's going to pass you by. And so I just thought it was a good time, I'm by myself, to show my gratitude to professional wrestling. It's what I love. It's what we all love. It's why we're watching. It's why we're listening. And I just want to keep this positivity train going, just like the New Day. With that said, we are going to take some phone calls. And the number to call in is 424-256-1729. Once again, that's 424-256-1729. All right. Do we have any phone calls yet, Tony B. Tone?
No, not yet.
All right, cool. Well, while we wait for some phone calls, speaking of good talking, I want to talk about Maria Menounos, all right? She is the creator of all of AfterBuzz TV. None of us would be here if it wasn't for her. She's got an amazing show called Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition, and it's hosted by her every single Friday on iTunes. It has all types of influencer interviews, celebrity interviews, helps you in life, gives you tips on how to just improve health, wellness, career, relationships, finances, all that. She can be the big sister you've always wanted. So go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Rate and comment. When you do, make sure that you said Raw After Buzz told you to do it. Conversations with Maria, podcast edition. So a couple highlights from Raw. Overall, B-Team. I mean, come on. How do you not love the B-Team? They're killing it, even though Curtis Axel forgets who the tag team champions are. I'd like to think that was just brilliant acting on his part. I don't really know. not the greatest barbecue in the world. Those hot dogs looked a little undercooked. Thank God no one ate them because would have had some people getting sick in the ring. What else do we have? We now have a Money in the Bank match between Bobby Lashley and Sami Zayn. I'd love to know your thoughts about that. Also, all the women, when it comes to Money in the Bank, that match is set. We have all eight women now. We have Ember Moon, Charlotte, Alexa, Becky Lynch, Natalia, Lana, Naomi, and Sasha Banks won the gauntlet. The gauntlet was a lot of fun tonight. Sasha drew the best number, which wasn't exactly shocking. Enjoyed Bayley's performance, enjoyed Ruby's performance. But yeah, Sasha Banks got the final spot in the Money in the Bank. And once again, if you guys want to call in, the number is 424-256-1729. That is 424-256-1729. Give me a call, and we'll talk about anything. You want to talk about Raw? Great. You want to talk about SmackDown? We can do that, too. I just want to leave the lines open to you, because a lot of you have been dedicated listeners and viewers for a long time, and I appreciate that. So, let's do it. Also, Nia Jax, punking out Ronda Rousey. I enjoyed Ronda on commentary. I don't know about you guys. She seems to be getting more and more confident every single week. I think she's growing. I think she feels more comfortable behind the mic. And same goes for Nia Jax. Nia being the aggressor, I think, is where she's most natural. And I really, I like what they did tonight. And I think Money in the Bank is going to be very interesting. Tone, how are we looking?
Quiet on the Western Front here.
All right. Guys, you always say you want phone calls. I'm giving you the option to call in. And no phone calls thus far. Come on now. Anyways. Starting off, we had, I think Elias was probably I think one of my favorite performances by Elias was the fact that he didn't even have to sing. Played guitar, stretched it out, got cocky with the audience as he tends to do, went to commercial break, came back from commercial break, still didn't end up singing. It was absolutely brilliant. Let's see here. It looks like we... I'm going to put the number here on the chat roll. 426. Let's see. No, it's 424-256-1729. 256-1729. All right. Yeah, so Elias, good performance there. The Buckle Bomb with the Singh... Well, actually, I should say Sunil Singh into Jinder Mahal was brilliant. Love the fact that Rollins didn't care about getting disqualified after being attacked last week. And damn! Elias just going full-on Jeff Jarrett, bashing the guitar over the back of Seth Rollins, and him just careening about 15 feet down. Pretty incredible. Let's see, what other highlights do we have here? We already talked about the gauntlet match.
Oh, Johnny, sorry to interrupt, but I believe we have our first caller.
Good, let's get these calls rolling. All right, who is on the line with me?
Hey, Johnny, it's Angie from Hawaii.
Angie, aloha, how you doing?
I'm good. Don't have to run away from lava so far, so.
Yeah, I know. How's your safety going over there?
Well, we live probably, 20 miles away from where all the action is, so we're good where we are. Like, the biggest thing where we are is if there's another big earthquake and there's a tsunami.
Oh, Lord.
We have to run.
And what island are you on?
On the Big Island.
Okay, got it. Well, hopefully things start to calm down for you.
Hopefully. Well, I'm actually getting ready to move out of the state because.
Oh, you're moving inland.
It's too expensive. Yeah. And I'll get to go see more WWE shows because they'd like to only come here 2 years in a row and then not come for 7 years. So
yeah, that's true. They do actually not show up very often, but what would you like to talk about?
Let's see. I'm sad to say kind of behind.
Okay. That's fine. We can talk about whatever. It doesn't have to be tonight. It could be anything you want to talk about, really.
Fun fact, I went to the restaurant owned by the Rock family the other day.
Nice.
And I'll just tell a funny story about that. My grandmother used to work for a tourist magazine here. And one time we went in there and The Rock, if you look on his Instagram from a couple years ago, he made this video about Ken's House Pancakes in Hilo, Hawaii. And it was closed the day he went there.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to go eat and we were talking to the manager, who's his cousin. And he was saying that when he came in, he wasn't even there. The owner of the restaurant wasn't even there. And everybody was so excited and taking selfies and everything like that, that nobody called him.
Wow.
So when he came in, not even 20 minutes later, they're like, oh, yeah, I guess he was just here.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
Yeah, and so actually The Rock's here in Hawaii right now.
Okay.
And he's been, I don't know if you heard about the flooding on Kauai, which is at the top of the chain, but they had some really hard, harsh floods about a month ago. And he was doing some work with the groups up there with the cleanup and everything. So
yeah, he's
nice
an incredible.
He still remembers his roots.
Yeah, he's an incredible human being. And if there's any one man who could stop a flood, I think Dwayne Johnson might be the one. So
yeah, that's true.
Anything wrestling related you'd like to talk about?
I have one more funny story from the last time they were in Hawaii.
Okay.
Okay, so it was Kevin Owens versus Shinsuke Nakamura, and Kevin Owens went down for the pin 3 times in a row and got a 2 count every single time. And on the 3rd time he got up and he looked at the ref and the ref goes, that was 2. And the crowd was quiet because we don't get wrestling very often. So everybody's concentrating really hard and watching the match. And all you hear is Kevin going, no, that was six.
Well, that's the good thing about house shows is they can have so much more fun because there's such a difference between wrestling for television versus wrestling for an audience. You know, in television, yeah, you have to worry exactly. about your time. You have to worry about the cameras and which camera to play to. Whereas a house show, it's really not only how they creatively come up with new spots and stuff like that. It just gives you a chance to be even more of an artist as a wrestler. You just have to, you have so much more fun with the fans, so much more interaction and moments like that. I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the main event after that, Chris Jericho was the first one to come out. And the last time they were here and The Rock was here, The Rock called Jericho a mahu, which is not a very nice term in Hawaiian,
hey,
depending
okay.
on how you, it's like a cross dresser, basically. That's a nice way to put it.
Okay.
And so, the crowd starts chanting mahu, mahu, and Jericho goes, I don't know what a mahu is, but if you're chanting it for me, it must be something good.
Solid. Good stuff. Well, I appreciate it. How behind are you on the current product?
Just last week, actually.
Oh, you're not that but behind. I mean, you're right on top.
Well, I'm more behind on NXT than I am, like, Raw and SmackDown. But I'm definitely looking forward to Nia versus Ronda.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's definitely a match that I'm looking forward to. And I just love the women. Like, yeah. I have a little girl who's three and absolutely loves watching wrestling with mommy. And, like, the fact that, you know, she has these amazing role models to look up to. Stephanie McMahon talked about it on the Women's Evolution or Revolution special on the WWE Network,
mm-hmm.
about how even her girls have all these, you know, very strong, powerful women to look up to. And I always tell people that's why I let my daughter watch wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, because I started watching when I was incredibly young, probably 4 to 5 years old, and, you know, never lost the love for it. And it's things evolve. And like I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
you know, tonight on the show, there's never been a better time for women in professional wrestling. And people need to definitely appreciate that. It's just another reason why we're in a golden age of wrestling. There's so many more opportunities out there. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you very much. Stay safe in Hawaii and best of luck wherever you end up moving to.
All right. Thanks, Johnny.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
So yeah, Angie was talking about, obviously, being excited about Ronda versus Nia Jax. Money in the Bank is going to be an incredible night for the women in WWE because we have that title match, of course. And you look at this Money in the Bank, you have Ember Moon, Charlotte, Alexa, Becky Lynch, Natalia, Lana, Naomi, Sasha Banks. What's great about Money in the Bank, it's incredibly unpredictable. I have no idea what's going to happen between Ronda and Nia Jax. Will the Money in the Bank winner cash in on whoever wins? That's a distinct possibility. But you look at these eight, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if any one of them won this match. Besides maybe Lana, I'd be a little bit surprised. But besides that, it's up in the air. And that's what you want going into a pay-per-view like this. Money in the Bank has essentially become, you know, behind Mania, Rumble.
Real quick, Johnny, there's another caller on.
Let's get him in.
Yeah, all right.
He or she, whoever it may be. You're Hello? On. Who is this?
Hi, this is Orlando.
Orlando, what up, man?
Hey there, Johnny. How's it going?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. I have to say, it was really cool talking to you when I met you at WrestleMania about 2 years ago.
Where is that, Dallas?
No, it was in Orlando.
Orlando. Oh, that was last year. Okay, cool.
Yes, we had a good conversation.
Absolutely. Well, let's have another one.
I kind of almost got you hooked up with a girl, but I don't know what happened from there.
I don't even remember. What? What are you? I do not remember that at all.
I think you're already a few drinks in, so, but...
Where was this at, though?
Oh, it was, like, the pre-show. Like, when the pre-show was happening, you were, like, because I went to the bathroom, and then I saw you.
Okay.
And then And we had like a conversation, like a good, like probably 10, 15 minutes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I do remember the, Dale was there, obviously, if I was at some pre-show thing.
Right.
Got it. Well, yeah, that was a good time. What do you want to talk about?
I just noticed that a lot of people are not liking that Nia Jax just all of a sudden kind of like turned heel tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's probably trying to be like friendly competition. I don't know why people are really like jumping the gun.
No, I agree with you on that. When it comes to a match like this, Nia Jax, if you're looking at it just from a sheer character perspective, she's up against, you know, one of the greatest MMA fighters in the history of the sport. So if she's all timid, how's that going to make her look? She has to get cocky about it. So that's what Nia did. Nia called Ronda's bluff, kind of punked her out. And to me, I thought it was very intriguing. This was the best I've seen Nia as far as on the mic and personality wise in months, I think.
I agree with you on that. And you have to think about it. Like, if you look at the last 10 to 15 years of women wrestling, like, they never had, like, this kind of scenario where it's, like, a face versus face. They never had that for the women's division.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What do you think happens in this match? Because I can't see Ronda winning the title. But then again, you got the Money in the Bank thing going on, too. Do you think it gets cashed in that night?
Okay, so this is my theory, because since a lot of people were speculating about Natalya turning on Ronda, I have a feeling that Natalya will win the Money in the Bank, and then Ronda will win the title. However, Natalya will betray her friend and then cash it in.
You really think Ronda's going to win the title, huh?
Or, like, maybe she gets, like, DQ'd, and then, like, you know, and then Natalya decides to cash it in on Nia and then wins the title, like, that way.
What do you think? There's enough interest around Natalya winning the Money in the Bank. Let's say she wins the Money in the Bank. Don't you think it's going to be almost telegraphing what's going to happen at that point?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, that's been my prediction. When Natalya won the match to qualify, I was just like, you know what? She's going to have to be involved in that title match, because there's no way that they're going to have Ronda win the title so soon. And they've been speculating about Ronda versus Natalya at SummerSlam. So a better way, like, to really hype up the title match is, you know, Ronda versus Natalya. And Natalya, I have to say, she's like the best wrestler, and she's been there for like over a decade. Like, you know, she deserves to have like a main event type of like caliber match.
Agree. Don't you think Ember Moon would be an interesting possibility though, by winning the Money in the Bank?
No, well, Ember's still, you know, still new. So I'm having a feeling like they may want to save that for maybe later on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know yet, you know.
Very good.
You know, so, I love Ember Moon. Let me just tell you, like, I got excited with her ever since her debut in NXT, like, you know. So.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I still don't think Natalya's going to win. I think it telegraphs it too much. But anything's possible. I don't think Charlotte wins, because Charlotte's always at the top of whatever division she's a part of anyway. So it's very intriguing. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. The fact there's 8 women in this match, it's going to be probably even crazier than last year. Without it. I mean, we're not going to have Ellsworth running in, at least. We know that much.
That's true. That's very true. And I have to say, like, what you were saying when I was watching earlier, it was very true of what you were saying. Like, you know, this is the best time for wrestling. And you have to think about it. This is kind of like almost like in the 80s sense, before WWF at the time bought all the territories. It's like it's now becoming new territories, like where there's like known promotions and then more independent wrestling. So there's a lot of good wrestling going around. And, you know, and there's a lot of guys that are actually making a living now that they're really striving. And now more women are coming up and stuff, and a lot more guys are really learning from, you know, from vets that are independent wrestlers and stuff, like the Young Bucks, you know.
Oh yeah.
And Kenny Omega. So it's just like, it's a really good time to be a wrestling fan right now.
You said it perfect. There's so many companies working together now. Even you have, you know, NXT brings in people from like EC3 didn't even change his name. You know, a couple of years ago, they wouldn't even acknowledge the fact that there was another company out there. Now they realize, hey, it's not a big deal. We have other talent outside of the company that we may bring in. And you have all these other companies working together on the independent scene, which is absolutely incredible. And it's so fun to be a part of. And so there's every generation is incredible in its own right. My whole point of my whatever you want to call monologue up front was just to remind people that we need to be grateful for all the great stuff that we get right now. That's kind of what I was going for.
No, and I agree with you on that. I just don't like when people are just like, oh, yeah, I watched it before. And I was like, why can't you watch it now? It's a lot better right now, yeah. I believe.
Dude, I get that at least once a week from someone that says, oh, yeah, it's not good anymore. But I didn't watch for the past 20 years. Then you just said something really dumb, and I don't know how to respond.
Exactly.
So, well, thank you so much for calling, Orlando. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome, Johnny.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Ooh, is that another call coming in?
Yes, it is coming in hard and fast.
Coming in fast. Who is on the line?
Hey, it's Justin.
What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing, Johnny?
I'm great. What would you like to talk about?
So I actually was just wondering, now that Enzo is, you know, good to go, do you think he'll be coming back? Or?
Oh, boy. You really want to throw that one at me, don't you? man, you know, I don't think anytime soon, and by no means am I an expert at what the case was. I do know there was never any charges filed. The whole thing is incredibly unfortunate. I think it was a situation where two people probably never should have met. You know, the woman who did accuse him of those things, she is still standing to her, you know, her original statement, and she's saying it did happen. I'm in no place to discount it or agree with it. I don't know. Do I think he's going to be coming back WWE? I would say no. And to be honest, it wouldn't shock me if he just goes the acting route, to be honest, and just leaves wrestling altogether, because there aren't too many people out there like him. And in acting, you always want to start off by being typecast. You know, he could be typecast as the Italian guy, the guy at the bar that gets beat up, and then you kind of build your career. If he wants to go the acting route, I think he would probably do pretty well for himself. What are your thoughts?
Well, I hadn't actually thought about that. That's interesting. You know, the very first person pops into my head is, you know, obviously The Rock. You know, but he was much bigger in wrestling than Enzo was. But
sure.
That's interesting. You know, I actually had not thought about that.
Well, I mean, he's got to think about his injury history. He shattered his leg at one point. You don't forget when he hit the bottom rope and knocked himself out. That was a major concussion. And he's still a really young guy. And, you know, with how things turned out, maybe he wants to come back. And trust me, there's probably companies out there that would bring him in because he would maybe draw a crowd. But he might just want to step away and try to go the acting route. Who knows? Apparently, according to Chat Roll, he dropped a rap video today. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, apparently he released it through World Star Hip Hop. Thanks, Chat Roll. That is something I certainly did not know.
Well, happy Memorial Day to him.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, there you go. Dropped a rap video. That's his future. I guess that answers both our questions.
All right. Well, thank you, Johnny.
Anything else, buddy?
No, I can't think of anything. I'm just, you know, I've been watching this show for about 3 years now, and actually calling in, that's crazy, man. I'm all the way in North Carolina.
Nice. What part?
Jacksonville, Campbell Jim.
Are you military?
I am.
Oh, well, thank you for your service, man. How long have you been in?
I'm actually a dependent. I'm doing ROTC right now.
Okay.
You know, my dad, he's about to retire from 30 years.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So I've gone all over the country, you know, and I've been a wrestling fan. Actually, if you got a second, my dad, you know, he was the reason I started following wrestling.
Okay.
You know, I used to remember going out to see him, you know, when I was younger, and just, I mean, that was back when Eugene was there. I mean, that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's been a while.
So, and now, you know, he doesn't watch it anymore, but I am a diehard. In fact, SmackDown is going to Raleigh tomorrow night, about 2 hours away from me, and I'm going to be there.
Dude, so that's awesome. And, you know, being in military, you're always going to have an opportunity to hopefully see wrestling shows as well. I mean, I know with the tour that I did to the Middle East, we've been kicking around the ideas of trying to go to some American bases. It's a whole long pile of paperwork to make it happen, but we're in the process of hopefully getting a new Middle Eastern tour going to go visit the troops over there. But yeah, man, I mean, being in the military, like I said, thank you very much. And I'm glad that you have wrestling to kind of take your mind off things every now and then. That's a good thing.
Oh yeah. It's wonderful. Hey, so since you mentioned, you know, overseas, do you think WrestleMania or any of the big four will ever go? I know that's been a hot topic lately.
I honestly don't think so. I think it's just too expensive. And granted, London deserves one. The UK deserves one. I just think bringing the operation all the way over there, I just think would cost way more. Because it's not like the Saudi Arabia deal. They knew how much they were making. Whatever person in the government or prince, I don't know who set it up, but they knew how much money they were going to make. Whereas over there in the UK, it's such a big undertaking to bring it that far. Anything's possible. I don't think WrestleMania, though. I think maybe a SummerSlam or like a Survivor Series, perhaps. But I wouldn't say anytime soon. But that's a good question, though.
Like I said, I appreciate that, Johnny. You know, like I said, it's crazy to be talking to you, man. It's awesome.
Well, dude, I'm glad that you called in, and I appreciate that. And then keep listening, keep watching, and hopefully we'll cross paths one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Take care.
Yep, bye.
All right, line is open. We have a few people trying to call in, so make it happen now. We're going to do a few more phone calls before me and Tony B Team. Tony, that's your new nickname for tonight, buddy.
I'll be sure to let him know. Steve in the booth.
What's up, Steve? I didn't know there was a switcheroo.
And no worries. All good. Caller on the line.
Hey, all right. Who is calling in?
Hi, it's Tina.
Tina! What's up, girl?
Hey, what is up? I wanted to chat about the new potential feud for Seth Rollins tonight.
Okay, go for it.
I'm actually loving where this is going. Elias has been getting some great traction lately with the crowd, and for him to go for a singles title, it's about due.
Well, I was going to say, I'm glad you brought this up. When Seth entered the ring and they were staring at each other, tell me they didn't look like twins.
Especially if you look at earlier pictures of Elias during his time elsewhere. Yeah, definitely.
Elias has like maybe 5 days of beard growth on him. Otherwise, really similar.
Yeah. I'm really intrigued to see where this is going, though. So.
I absolutely agree. I thought the I'm surprised the Bobby Roode Elias thing didn't go further, but I guess with Money in the Bank coming up and Roode being in there, they had to find something else for Elias. And so I agree. I think Seth and Elias, they were very entertaining tonight. And I trust me, when you hit someone in the back with a guitar and put them on a stretcher, I think that's the makings of something.
Yeah, totally. And actually it was actually a good thing that actually came in like it did. Because for a split second there, I thought we were going to do a triple threat with Jinder and Seth and Roman for the IC title for some odd reason.
Well, I'm excited to see. It's funny. I'm really interested in Jinder and Roman. I think it's going to be, and maybe because we know Roman's not in the Money in the Bank match. I'm not sure, but I do think this is going to be good for both of them. Obviously, Roman's going to win the feud, but I think it's going to be good for Jinder as well. At least I think it has been so far.
I think so too, but I'm actually kind of concerned with how it usually goes. It's just a holding place for Roman until like SummerSlam, possibly for Brock again. But we also got Extreme Rules even after Money in the Bank, so it's too soon to tell.
Yeah, but don't forget Money in the Bank now. Like Braun said tonight, Braun could get the briefcase and he can cash in on Brock. Things can always change. I know everyone thinks the plan is for Roman to take it from Brock. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen.
That's true. I just can't wait to see like if Braun does get the Money in the Bank. Just the hilarity that will ensue on him chasing Brock and Brock being terrified.
I'm telling you, he is he's one of my favorite human beings. Just getting to sit down with him at Radio Row for 10 minutes and talk to him was pure joy. Like, he is literally how big is he? He's a 370-pound kid who's just having a blast right now. And you can see it every single time he's out there.
Yeah, totally.
So, well, thank you so much for calling in. It's good to hear from you once again.
Okay, well, you have a great night, Johnny.
You as well. We'll talk soon.
right, bye-bye.
All right, I think I heard a phone call come in and go in the meantime. So, yeah, line's open. We'll do one or two more calls, and then we pretty much have to close up shop. This has been a lot of fun. I love doing shows like this. And, you know, obviously it's a bummer none of the crew can make it, but it's a holiday. And so I said, hey, let's do it, and let's talk to everyone who wants to call in. A lot of you are in chat roll, and a couple of you are calling in, so I do appreciate that. As far as men go with money in the bank, and Steve, if a phone call comes in, just interrupt me. I'm just going to talk.
Oh, you got it, bud. Absolutely.
Just, like, tell me to shut up.
Caller on the line.
Oh, perfect. Caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? It's Marie.
Hey, what up, Marie? How you doing? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Also, I wanted to talk about what Tina said about Seth Rollins.
Okay.
The fact that, you know, sucky night for him on his birthday, you know, getting hit with a guitar.
Well, but, I mean, it's a memorable one, at least.
I guess, but...
Let's be honest. If it was your birthday and you got hit with a guitar, wouldn't you remember that birthday forever?
No, I would be pissed and go after that person and, anyway.
But that's a birthday you wouldn't forget?
I mean, I wouldn't forget, also wouldn't forgive that person either.
I gotcha. So what's up?
So, now that, like, Rollins, ever since he won the title at Mania, he's been on this incredible roll as IC champion, and I love it. All his matches have been amazing. He is for sure Monday Night Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
So I was thinking, like, but the I heard this rumor going around, like, you know, since he's been fighting, you know, open challenges and whatnot, I also think Elias is next for the IC title, you know, challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But after him, I'm more like wondering, like I said, with the rumors, could we see, like he was 2015 at SummerSlam, be double champion going after Brock for the Universal title?
You mean while also being Intercontinental champion?
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's already happened once. So I don't know where you benefit from making that happen again, especially when there are so many other capable competitors who could go after the Universal Championship. I mean, it would be intriguing for sure, but the way Seth got there last time was a lot more, it was sadistic. He was a different Seth Rollins than he is now. So I think he's making that Intercontinental Championship, much like The Miz did. They're both doing such a great job of really making the IC title matter. And I think that's what his focus really should be.
Okay. Cause I was there at SummerSlam that year when him and Cena went at it.
Oh, like, yeah.
That match was awesome.
Yeah. What year? Was that in New York?
Yeah. It's going to be back in New York this year, too.
Absolutely. I believe I think I'm going to be there. I hope I am.
You are?
I think so.
I'll be there, too.
Well, excellent. I know Dale's going for sure. I think I'm going. Fingers crossed. I'm going to be in, Pittsburgh for the Black Craft on the 24th. So I might go to New York for SummerSlam. We'll see.
All right. If you are, I'll see you there because I'll be there all week.
Sounds good. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. The line is open. I know our friend Zeno Hour is trying to call in. He claims he lost his voice. I want to hear his raspy throat make this phone call right now. So, Steve, let me know if a phone call does come in. Money in the Bank men. We got Braun, Finn, Miz, Rusev, Rude, Kevin Owens. Brilliant. Thank you for hitting that. One of the New Day, and tomorrow night we'll find out on SmackDown Live, Daniel Bryan or Samoa Joe.
Oh, Anthony here, and we have another caller.
Bring it in. Who is it?
Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes. How you doing?
Good.
Good. What would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about the gauntlet match with Sasha.
Okay, do it. Your thoughts?
Well, I was just wanting to hear your thoughts about it because, I mean, she wins constantly, you know, wins the title and everything, but then loses it on Raw. And it just kind of seems a bit iffy.
Well, I mean,
and it doesn't.
Yeah, I see your point, but she's one of eight women in the match. I certainly don't think this guarantees she's going to win, you know, the briefcase, or it all depends on which way she's going to go character wise, I guess. But God, it's so hard to predict. Like I said, with these eight women in this match, Sasha Banks winning this, it makes sense. If you look at all the women that are in that gauntlet match, she's by far the most popular. She by far sells the most merchandise, except maybe Bayley might sell more merchandise. That's kind of a tough call. But when it comes down to it, it's money in the bank. You're going to have Sasha Banks in that match. And I'm a little surprised Bayley is not, but it was pretty obvious to me. What are your thoughts?
I just need a break from both of them. Like, I don't know. Like, I grew up in, I know you talked about this earlier, so I'm sorry if I, you know, get on your nerves about this, but sure. I grew up in the, you know, watching the Attitude Era.
Of course.
And Lita was my favorite. And so I love that character, you know, like just that badass character. And I don't know, like they're just too happy for me. I don't know. Now I love Sasha down in NXT when she was, you know, herself.
Agree.
But she's just too much like Bayley.
Yeah.
Now.
I think what you're saying is you don't want to see frenemies anymore. You want to get rid of the FR. You just want to see enemies.
Yeah. I think now when, you know, it's 2018, people can't be heels anymore.
Well, no, I disagree. I think you still can be. It just takes a very strong person to do it. Like, for example, if you're looking on the WWE side, I think Baron Corbin is being an incredible heel right now. A lot of people don't like him. Guess what? You're not supposed to like him. I think he doesn't care about people liking him. He doesn't care about selling merchandise. He just wants to be the dude that everybody hates. And there need to be more people. And I think Sasha Banks is willing to do that if they go that route with her character, because like you said, she was that way at NXT. So if they chose, yeah, if they choose that route, she could definitely do it. So we just got to wait and see. But Money in the Bank, it's, I don't know, it's going to change the course of a lot of things.
Well, yeah, I think they let the guys do that, but like it's just with the girls, they're too catty and they're too, for all of the progress that they've made with the girls, they're still catty and they're still, it's, I don't know. Like, it's just iffy. I think they're booked way better in NXT. Like, with Candice LeRae, like, she's taking bumps from the guys. Like,
right.
I saw NXT.
Well, Candice has been wrestling guys for, I mean, I don't know if you know Candice's career, but she's been wrestling guys for many, many years. So for her, it's not a big deal. But no, I see your point. Look, there's always evolvement. And the women's division and women's wrestling is always evolving. It's more and more things keep happening for the better. But I definitely see your point. I need to go. I need to take one more phone call. But I do appreciate you calling in and listening and watching.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. All right, Zeno Hour. Now is the time. Make that phone call. I want your raspy voice to close out this show. Is he coming in?
I'm going to try calling him, actually.
Yeah, that's it. Tony B. Tone. Yeah, so I don't know. Money in the Bank, it's a couple weeks away. Very hard to predict. But nonetheless.
I think we got him.
We got him.
Hey, Johnny.
You didn't lose your voice, you liar.
I did. A little under leather. I don't know. I finally made it.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations.
My question was about apparently John Cena said that Velveteen Dream was the one, could be the one. I want to know what your thoughts were about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to disagree with him. Now, I don't think, I think it's hard to say there's going to be the one, you know, like there's The Rock or there's Stone Cold or there's John Cena. I kind of believe that this next generation is going to have a plethora of the ones that all kind of share the load. But yeah, Velveteen Dream, I mean, look at him. He's got everything.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, I didn't really like his gimmick at first, but he has made it his own.
Yes.
And like, I can't help but to like, I get it. Like this guy, he made this character. Like I saw it like, okay, Prince is a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. That's going to bomb. But he's just so darn good.
No, he's so charismatic, talking in the third person. I love everything about it. And he's only going to grow from here. And my God, is he gifted in every way possible. And we're very lucky to be watching him. Let's put it that way. But dude, I got to wrap up the show, but I'm so glad you called in. Take a cough drop, take some Tussin. and get some sleep, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. Talk soon.
Oh, and go Sixers.
Go Sixers. All right. What a fun show this has been, guys. Tony B. Tone, thanks for hanging out in the booth, my friend. All right. So here's the deal. You can see me, find me anywhere on social media at Jay Quasto. Let's see. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Coastline Clash coming up Sunday, June 10th. It's a massive event. All our titles on the line. The CZW World title, the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship is on the line. Also, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, August 24th, Blackcraft Wrestling. Follow them at Blackcraft Wrestling. They're having an iPay-per-view. You can watch anywhere in the world. I will be doing lead commentary. Cannot wait for that. And also, I think I have the Brea Improv coming up in a few weeks. Go to jlocomedy.com for all details. Of course, follow TK Trinidad. Follow the Hobo. Follow Markia McCarty. Follow Evan Mack. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.